"Go," cried he, "be not troubled for me. Don't carve so much wisdom, O meddlesome one." He answered him, "I am not your enemy. It would be a kindness if you would come after me." "I'm sleepy," said he. "Let me alone. Go." He replied, "Pray, give in to your friend, so that you may sleep under the safeguard of a sage, under the protection of one loved, a man of heart."
Okay, again, what happened? After he withdrew his hand, the guy cannot, he said, "Get out of my way, don't worry about me, because this is not none of your business." But the guy insists. Again he said, "Listen, I'm not your enemy. If you come with me, a lot of good thing will happen to you." The guy said, "I want to sleep. Get out of my way. I want to sleep." He was going to sleep before, right? He wants to go to sleep. But over there he said, he answered him saying, that's not correct, because it's, he told him again. He said again and not answered him. Anyhow, he said, "Listen, you want to sleep? Come with me, because the best place to sleep is close to someone with heart, a good fellow. That's where you could relax and sleep." Yes?
The man was thrown by his earnestness into a fancy. He became angry and quickly averted his face, thinking, "Mayhap this man has come to attack me. He's a murderer, or he has hope. He is a beggar and a tout. Or he has wagered with his friends that he will make me afraid of this companion. From the wickedness of his heart, not one good surmise came into his thoughts at all. His good opinions were wholly for the bear. To be sure, he was of the same kind as the bear."
Obviously, this is the extension of the first problem. When you're suspicious, if they insist, because the guy insists. Why does he insist? He explained it. Remember? Why does he insist?
He's trying to help.
He said, "This is my business." He is a Hakim and this is his business. It's not that he was passing by accident. Did we say that? We just said that fellow told him, because he is in need, although he is not shouting, the help is here. That guy is here to help. He started simple. Then he was not listening, he insists. But because he is suspicious, he goes off. At the end, he will think that, maybe he's gambling, he had bet that he will fool me, maybe he want to kill me, maybe he want to rob me. All the negative stuff. Why? Because of the inside. All the negative side are here. He's not taking it out of the other fellow. He doesn't know what the other fellow is about. Suspicion comes from inside. Worse you are, more suspicious you are. Because if you are not trustworthy, could you trust another fellow? Of course not. This is how it accumulates. Yes?
Through currishness, he suspected a sage and deemed a bear affectionate and just.
So the conclusion was what? Because he is like a dog. I don't see the dog over there in translation. In Persian, is being a dog. And dog means the nafs, the ego. Remember the ego which barks at the door of the house for unknown fellows and things like that? Because of being like that? Yes, he did that. The silly fellow believed that the bear could be a member of loving family, because we always do this. We mistake the animal kindness with love, which are two different subjects. First one is natural, naturally understandable, and it even extends to interrelationship of animals even. It's very complicated stuff. The animal, they are normally kind. No animal will hurt another animal just for loving it. There is only one, a man-made one, a special dog in Australia. We made that dog, took it from here, over there they gave it to me. Why? That fellow kills for just killing, like it was trained to be the hunter. The animals, they don't hurt each other. Yes, they kill each other to eat. If it's not your bite, it's not that the tiger is passing by will grab the butterfly and chew it. The butterfly could sit on the top of his head, and he doesn't care. They are kind, and that kindness shows itself with the babies, the children. Everybody is kind to the children, okay. But that's not love. That's something in the nature. Love is in the consciousness, is in the heart, knowingly surrendering all positive stuff for the best. That surrender is not out of weakness. It's out of a special power to be in control and surrender it to something. Anyhow, let's see how it goes. Being suspicious. Yes.
How Moses, on whom be peace, said to one who worshipped the calf, "Where is thy..."
This is very simple, simple stuff. Okay. A very simple question that you should have asked yourself. But you didn't. Now Rumi will put it to you. The story goes like this. The Moses will say, but Rumi will say, look at the story of the Moses. This fellow is claiming that he's a prophet, and a couple of people are around him. There is this fellow who doesn't believe in him. Whenever he claims of something, he will say, "Can you prove it? Are you sure?" And you remember what the attitude of Moses is. Moses will do it. Moses is the superstore of magic. Every single day he will do a dozen of tricks. So we will do. Then they will go, they will cross the sea. Then Moses goes to the mountain. Suddenly they melt all the gold, they make a very good golden cow, and everybody worships him. That was the story. Here, remember, say Moses talked to that fellow. He said, "Listen, I said I talked to God, and he said, prove it to me. I brought that magic, but you had still a little bit doubt. I brought that other magic. And another one, and another one. And you always have a little bit doubt. I went up there for a very short period of time. What did this little cow, golden cow, do that suddenly you dismiss all your suspicions or doubts? Suddenly you bow to that. How come? Really, how come?" Do you remember we talked about your personal attitude and the influence of your personal attitude to your judgment? Do you remember that formula? It was like this, that in all the things that you like, You see your power in it. And whatever you don't dislike, you say, this is coming from God, this is faith, and you will become a philosopher. Means that you choose what to listen, what to not. And how do you choose that? With the level of your knowledge, of course, with your vision. And if you're suspicious, excuse me, the goodness cannot be proved to a suspicious fellow. Never. A fellow who believes that there is no love. These are all the tricks. Let's say child abuse or, I don't know, bad relationship or psychic or whatever. Fellow thinks that there is no love. Could you prove anything to the fellow? The fellow even cannot enjoy Romeo and Juliet as a theater, as a movie, because all is trick. And that's that. Because we cannot prove it. Only the magic will prove it. If the fellow falls in love, that's another stuff. But normally, they don't. Let's listen to this story. Yes?
How Moses, on whom be peace, said to one who worshipped the calf, where is thy vain skepticism and precaution? Moses said to one drunken with fancy, O thou who thinkest evil because of unblessedness and perdition.
Okay, I don't know about the rest of it, because the words are too complicated. But that fancy is not fancy. That's khiyar. Imagination.
Thou hast had 100 suspicions concerning my prophethood. Notwithstanding these proofs and this noble nature, thou hast seen from me hundreds of thousands of miracles. 100 fancies and doubts and opinions were growing in thee.
Again, that's not fancy, it's imagination, it's khiyam.
Thou wert sorely pressed by Kial and devilish suggestion. Thou wert sneering at my prophethood. I raised up dust from the sea before your eyes, so that you might be delivered from the wickedness of the people of Pharaoh. During 40 years, the platter and tray came from heaven, and at my prayer, the river ran from a rock. These, and 100 times as many, and all these diverse, did not make that vain imagination fade away from thee, O cold man. Through sorcery a calf load, thou didst fall to worship, saying, thou art my God.
Okay. See? I showed you this and that and that, and the last verse is not imagination, is illusion. Have a home. You cold fellow, it didn't eliminate your illusion. And I did so many and so many. And you were ready, this calf, just one sound. Suddenly, you were it. How come? Yes?
True sorcery. Through sorcery, a calf load, thou didst fall to worship, saying, thou art my God. Those imaginations were swept away by a flood.
Those illusions.
Illusions. And thy silly shrewdness went to sleep. How wert thou not suspicious in regard to him? Why didst thou lay thy head like that, O ugly one? How did no idea come to thee of his imposition and of the corruptness of his fool-catching magic?
That idea again is khiyar. You remember that khyal for us is a double-edged